Council has before them the minutes of the October 21 meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? I entertain a motion to approve the meeting minutes as written.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. No discussion. Bannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Abstain.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. I entertain a motion for the approval of the claims.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second it.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yep.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Under petitions and communications, we have Officer Church with us to give a presentation on a program called Shop with a Cop. If you'd like to go ahead, Officer Church.
You guys don't know me yet. Good evening. My name is John. Good evening, everybody. Has everybody gotten any of the paperwork? So I'll put a couple of these down for you guys. There's a new form I added to it. Just updated. It'll be the second page on it. And that's kind of the updated flyer that we kind of worked on. I was going to give you guys a whole spiel, which is basically this whole front page, about what Shop with a Cop is. But everybody kind of has a general idea what that is. I'd rather share with you guys my experience with Shop with a Cop. That might have a little bit more effect in understanding of what it is, because it's bigger than what you see on TV. Shop with a Cop is a huge program. A lot of people do it. A lot of agencies do it. When I first started, when I first became a cop, which was about 3.5 years ago, I was with NHP. I immediately knew I wanted to sign up for this, give back to the community. It's something I've always liked to do. My first time doing it, my first year doing it, I had this 9-year-old girl. Her name was Jasmine. And I didn't think much of it. I thought, oh, it's cool. It's a kind of an easy day. I get to take the kid to the store. We get to hang out, eat some junk food, you know. I didn't think much of it. And I remember her coming in with her mom, very disheveled clothing. Didn't look like she came for much. She didn't talk, and her mom did all the talking for her. She told me what she would like, her favorite colors. She also gave me some hints of what the mom wanted, which was kind of disconcerting to me, but you know, it is what it is. It's my first year, I didn't know what to really think. We loaded up, we all have our like hot chocolate and coffee at the Metra. We get in our cars, we convince them to set the plane with the lights and all of that. They get to push the sirens and have a good time. We get about 2 miles down the road into downtown Billings before she actually says something. And the first thing that she says to me is, are you the cop that arrested my dad? That was something that I didn't really know what to take or how to take it. And it kind of threw me for a loop because my thought process was like, when I was a kid, I thought cops were cool. They're all tough dudes. That's who you call. You have an issue. These guys come to handle it, you know? One of the reasons I wanted to be a cop, you know? So it was a little concerning having a little girl say that. Like that's her impression of us, is like, we're the guys that came in and took her dad from her. Did her dad do something wrong? You know, but it's in her eyes, she doesn't know that. She doesn't see that. Getting to talk to her and getting to know her a little bit more throughout the process, she described to me many partners that her mom had in and out of the house on a regular basis. Many partners that her older sister had in and out of the house on a regular basis. And I started to kind of put this puzzle together that this is not a very safe home, not a very conducive environment for a child. Kind of broke my heart a little bit because I got $2 of my own, and it was just like, that's not how I want my daughters being raised or the kind of environment I want them to be in. So I took it upon myself throughout the whole day, I'm going to make her laugh regardless. We're going to have a good time no matter what. This is what we're going to do. So I was an idiot. I got in trouble by the Walmart employees. Should not be racing carts with that many people, you know? Doing stuff like that. We were goofing off a lot. One of the things I wanted to do was whatever kid I got, I brought an extra pair of aviators because I'm a trooper. Troopers have aviators. That's what you wear. So I made sure she got a bear. And we all get done. We all have snacks at Walmart. We're all joking around with the presents we get wrapped and all of that. And we get all done. I have to call our mom. Their parents are already told ahead of time. They're supposed to be there at this time. They'll be done. So I'm already like, okay, I got to call the mom. I get it. She probably is like somewhere else in the store or something, you know? Nope. She's like, okay, I'll be there in like 10 minutes. I'm right down the road. 10 minutes goes by. 20 minutes goes by. We sit there for an hour and 15 minutes before her mom shows up. Like, could care less about coming and picking her daughter up from downtown Billings. And there's not much we can do in that, but in my thought process and in my head, I'm like, well, at least I hope that she had like a good day. At least I could change the outlook that she had on us as officers, you know. And then that's kind of my thought process behind it. And I'll never forget being my first time shot with the cop, what she said as she left. So she gave me a hug. And she grabs her mom by the hand, she starts walking out the doors, and she looks up to her mom with the aviators on, and she's like, Mom, I want to be a cop someday. And I was like, dude, that's freaking awesome. You know, like, it's like you can change some kid's life just like that, just by the few hours you spend with them. So it's been a real inspiration to try to bring this out here. I honestly did not know that you guys did not do that out here. I thought we circumvented inside of Billings and helped out with theirs. So when I found out that we didn't do it, I was speaking to the chief, and he's like, dude, that's a great idea. We should try to do that out here. I was all for it. So in this packet that I kind of handed out, you guys kind of already have paperwork with you. The front page kind of describes, it gives like a brief summary of how it operates, how it works, the benefits behind it. The main goal of Shop the Cop is kind of taking kids that are disenfranchised, giving them opportunities to spend time with us, getting to know us better, because a lot of the children that we spend time with throughout this kind of program, it's kids that don't get the right image of law enforcement. And it also gives us as officers an opportunity to be humanized. It gives us a chance to sit there and hang out with people we normally wouldn't hang out with regarding the parents and spend a little time with kids. Kind of change the image on our parts and kind of humanize us a little bit and make us feel better too. So we're not just all knuckle draggers, you know? That second page that I put on the new packet, that is the new flyer that I'm looking or requesting to be posted in public places. If you guys have input on it, if we get disapproved and stuff like that, I am all for input. If you guys have any ideas of where to put things, I am all for it. Because I'm not from here originally. You guys know this place better than I do. I do love it here. I just don't know everything like you guys do, okay? So if you guys have input on that, feel free to give me whatever you guys have. The third page of this new packet that is brought up, you guys probably have seen this one already. This is a recommendation sheet. This is what like BPD does with their school programs. They put these inside the schools. Teachers will actually recommend kids because they actually have day-to-day use with these kids, day-to-day activity with these kids. They know their home life better than we do. Also, the fact that we have SROs that are super involved in the schools here because it is a smaller system, those SROs can actually recommend probably better than we can as well as officers, you know. They're more tapped in with the community than we are in that aspect. The next page on this new packet will go over basically what they turn in as parents. It's a signed off signature, and it kind of gives us an idea of what we're looking for when we go shopping. So it's not just free for all, we're getting candy and candy only, because my first girl tried doing that. We literally got like a 2-pound gummy bear, and I was like, yeah, do we need that? So it's good to have something to kind of rein us in on what we're doing. The last page, not super important, it's just kind of a rough checklist that I put together to try to get some stuff done. It's more of my thoughts on things. It's nothing to really go through. It's just kind of stuff that I was brainstorming on of what we can do. And ultimately, my goal is to not just make this a one-year program. This year, I'd like to get it started because the community has been drastically affected with the layoffs from the mine. And I think there's going to be families, potentially, I mean, if you think about number-wise, it could be up to 700 families affected from this. And I don't know how many of those are directly from this community, but I'd be willing to bet it's a large portion. So I would like to put this out here and try to get some donations to see if we can get some kids some help. Down the road, like on that last sheet, on that checklist, it lists off like fire department. I'd love to get the fire department involved, get fire engines out there, get the wee-woos going, having them climbing on stuff, bugging them too. So they're not just climbing all over my car. But I appreciate you guys' time. If you guys have any questions, feel free to ask.
What kind of boundaries are you going to use for city
compared to outlying areas? I mean, just town people?
As far as, like, what kids we will use?
Just the schools?
I think this first year, what we would want to tackle or what we would see as most likely effective would be kids that are directly enrolled into Columbus school systems. I would love to be able to get, like, Rapid J involved, Reed Point, Park City. So I'd love to get everybody involved. But this first year, we're also coming up with, like, 2 months away from Christmas. Right. We don't have a lot of time to get a long money going.
But
my thought process, this was something that was already, like, in the works. I did not know that this was not a thing out here. So I just asked, hey, can I volunteer for doing this year? Not realizing that this wasn't a thing. So I don't worry, somebody got this ball rolling in, like, July. So.
Because a lot of the school kids come from...
Absolutely. I think that's the main focus, is getting school district, the Columbus School District first.
Perfect.
Test run it this year, see how we're doing. And I'd love to get county involved on it, because I bet you the county guys would love to get involved in doing this as well. And then get those other schools involved as well and get everybody kind of going as it.
You've not done it before in our community. And it sounds to me like you're still formulating ideas on how to do it. Have you put together a timeline of, and maybe you couldn't, but a potential timeline of how this would work for this Christmas, or are you at a spot where you need to be looking at next Christmas?
I have a soft brainstorm of kind of how we're looking at that. My thought process, if we can get this approved to you guys, then I can set up a more solid timeline. Because I would love to shoot for getting donations all the way up until, like, 2 weeks out from Christmas and formulating a list at the beginning of December. As far as, like, if you look on the check sheet, like, the contact at Walmart stuff, as soon as I get approval, I'll be jumping on tackling this. Especially since now that I'm, like, on day shift, it'll be nothing for me to get ball rolling and stuff.
Okay, so you choose a kid, and the child is buying gifts for their family, or they're buying gifts for themselves?
Both. Yeah, so the parameters of buying the gifts, so the only way I can base it off of or give you examples of it would be based off of, like, how Billings has done it. It's the closest area that does this. They give, like, a $300 gift card to Walmart, and they set up the parameters of buying gifts for themselves or buying gifts for their family members as well. So that's why the parents often put gifts on their, like, sizes of their siblings for clothes that they need, stuff that they like their siblings' favorite colors and stuff like that. So the kids will go through and they'll pick, like, a gift for their brothers or sisters as well. It's not for the parents necessarily. It's more for all the kids in the household.
Okay. Any other questions? It's on our new business agenda. So we'll be dealing with it here in a couple of minutes.
You do what?
We'll be dealing with it as a council here in a couple of minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you, John. Thanks, John.
Nothing else under petitions and communications. We'll move on to reports of officers. Rich?
Further than what's on my written report, other than I would say we'll help out in any way we possibly can.
Aaron?
Nothing further than what's on my report, Aaron.
Any questions for Aaron?
What happened with the new purchased vehicle, other than what you've said in there?
You know, Rick, I'm nothing more than a YouTube mechanic, so I can only speculate. The driving up to Bozeman Pass, it came and it said, transmission getting hot, idle engine. I didn't have a good place to pull over, so I just let off the gas, and by the time I got to the top, everything had shut off. And so I just didn't know if it was something.
Sensor or
Kept going, and I no more got past the first safe turnaround, and it did it again. But then it went into a limp mode, so I pulled over, checked the fluid, everything seemed good, and the mechanic at the shop said that there was a small leak in the radiator. The transmission code was still on the thing, but they couldn't find nothing to say that what could have caused it. But there was a small leak in the radiator, and I don't know if that in terms of climbing the pass, you know, your level goes wonky, and then with the radiator leaking, and it got hot, and that computer talked to that computer, by the time it got all the way around, it said something about, but they said the transmission was fine. So, to answer your question, I have no idea.
Because they're...
Yeah.
Modern technology, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything else for Aaron? Peyton's not here. Ryan, anything other than this to your report?
No, Mayor. I just realized that I had to type on my report. There was no other sentence coming after finally, so sorry.
Thought maybe it was your last report or something. Okay, Sheree?
Nothing further than what's in my report.
So you stated on the updating the web or updating the website. I know, like, you can do certain things on it, like our noir numbers are on there and stuff. But what was the?
I want to completely overhaul and get an entire new website.
Uh huh.
And I want to have it built by someone who knows what they're doing. Definitely not me. but I want to make it more interactive too. And the people who host our website, I had spoke to them about it and just kind of things that we can do. But they just currently host our website, but then I got a quote from them on building us a new one and developing a new one. And we could make it all interactive to where people could apply for services online. You know, right now they have to come in.
Right.
Permits, they can.
Right.
They can,
I know we talked about that a while ago, getting them online now.
Even we're getting to the point with Itchkapi now.
Right.
Now that everything's numbered down there, we can start doing an interactive site for that as well. I mean, there's just a lot of better capabilities out there than what our currently website offers. And I'd like it to just look nicer. Tell a little bit more about the city.
Yeah,
it's over 7 years old, what we currently have. So I just kind of wanted to see, before I started getting more bids and spending a bunch of time on it, if it was something we even want to entertain, because it's going to cost thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So if it sounds like something, then I'll keep pushing forward on it.
Okay, good.
Okay, any public comment on current agenda items? Public comment on current agenda items. There's no committee reports. There's no unfinished business. We'll move on to new business. Item one is, first item is the resolution of 864-2024 to allow for the receipt and expenditure of privately donated funds for the Shop of the Cop program. I entertain a motion to waive the reading.
I'll second it. Second by Cole
to waive the reading. Of resolution 864-2024. Is there any discussion? Danny?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
I'll entertain a motion for the approval of resolution 864-2024.
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 864-2024.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion?
I was just hoping, I know that it says in there that I'm going to Walmart, but if there is a possibility of shopping locally, you know, I know that we don't have clothes, we don't have some things, but we do have Ace Hardware, we have Stillwater Lumber, we have some other things that I don't, if we're donating money, is it all going to just be going out to Laurel Walmart or outside of the thing? I would just, if you would look at that and maybe talk to those businesses and see if there's any way that we could.
We've actually already talked about that, Dan. The clothing shop over by Subway, we've already talked about maybe going in there. I want to get a more round number, if it's something for an older sister. I mean, my wife shops there, so I would imagine.
I haven't been in there, but I think that my wife does also.
Yeah, so like we've talked about stuff like that. Once we get more round number, maybe go on and get some gift cards. And the fact is, I mean, we have nowhere in town that's going
to support. I would like to see some of those local businesses. I mean, the people that are working here in this community donating money for that particular cause.
I would like to see some of that money going back into our community if possible.
Also, Walmart offers programs for shopathecom.
Oh, it does.
Okay. They actually, like, so like, in Billings, they offer food and drinks for the cops and for anybody that comes and helps with the wrapping. It's like each one of you guys, if you guys wanted to partake in it, you guys can all sign up for the gift wrapping. Walmart gives you and donates the wrapping paper and stuff, and that's why I put Walmart on there tentatively, because they generally offer these programs with no cost. So they, and then they put more staff on, so they come and help guide us through and everything. So we'll go through, they keep us away from everybody else that's shopping so it doesn't interfere with business. We come through and they provide a whole like lunch for us, donuts, snacks, drinks for the kids. And even last year, they supplied the Santa Claus and elves. Like, it got way out of hand. So that's the reason why I put tentatively Walmart on there. I'd love to shop locally, of course, but if Walmart's going to give us a huge deal on something like that and really boost the experience for the kids, that's the most important thing, I think.
Have you contacted Laurel Walmart?
I'm waiting until I get approval. I don't want to set something up in stone and then them. And then it fall through, and then it damages the relationship of building business.
I just personally like Laurel compared to Billings.
It would be Laurel. I don't think that I'd be okay signing off on parents allowing their kids to go all the way to Billings.
Yeah.
So
I don't think any of us.
No. There isn't enough ammunition.
The ice one is not bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Any further discussion? Dana?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is Resolution 865-2024. It's another budget amendment for fiscal year 23-24. I will entertain a motion to waive the reading of the resolution.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
Second.
Second by Rick. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Motion passes. Entertain a motion for to amend the budget for fiscal year 23-24.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis?
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion? Dana?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is an approval letter from Courtney Ellis to represent the City of Columbus as a bond counsel for the UV project SRF loan in the amount of $20,000. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bob.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion?
So is this just for her services to help fill out the bond, or fill out the?
It's just their fee that we have to pay them for bond counsel to review everything.
Yeah. Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is to approve me as the ex officio member of the Local Government Review Study Commission.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah, thank you. motion by Bob.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
You didn't know what I'm going to say.
Motion passes.
No. Yeah, I didn't.
Thanks, Webb.
Yeah,
you're
thanks.
Welcome.
Yeah. Thanks, Webb.
Like you.
Yeah. Thank you. You're welcome. Comments not on the agenda? Gretchen, now it's time for you.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I just want to reach out to all of you today. Well, especially you guys. It was a surprise to hear that the lines, I didn't know that the lines were going to be included for two pickleball courts on the one east side of the tennis court. And I was informed by
Sheree.
Yeah. And I was so excited. And I just want to thank you so much for listening to my proposals for the city. And it was, first night that we were there, a 90-year-old came. And her daughter brought her. She's not a resident of Columbus, but she came and we played pickleball. She was amazing. We bought a net. My husband and I purchased a net, and we will bring it. You know, of course, it's, the season is late,
yeah.
So it's a little bit too cold. We were able to, another gal named Sage and a little guy named Levi from high school, I think, they were there. We played with them. And so there's already some interest, and I'm really working hard on getting probably a Facebook page for maybe a Columbus Pickleball Association, you know, just a little something going on.
Have some tournaments.
There you go.
Yeah. Have some tournaments.
Yeah, you know, just learning. Just come out and learn and play, and the word will get out, and the word will go around. And so hopefully, if there's a lot of interest and people really want, you know, pursue this, maybe in the future we can talk about more lines on the other courts and
or building a new court.
You know, the concern I have is, you know, and I don't know, Aaron, if you have comments on this or not, we would love to be able to leave that net there, but I'm just afraid it's going to get vandalized or stolen.
People are pretty good over there. You know, they don't hang on the rims. They don't beat down the nets too bad. I'm a grouchy old man, and I drive by there, and if I see them with a bicycle out there or a skateboard,
do the same thing.
I stop them. Call them. I've even called the police and had them come over and run one mouthy little girl right off of there.
We were thinking about getting a fake camera and saying, you know, you're on video camera, but it's not really. Just to see if it deters people, you know, from...
Works for other things.
Huh?
It works for other
shoot
things.
Out.
So, and I know Kent Williams did email me, and he said that he would be willing to, you know, fork out some money maybe later, you know, next spring. Or supplies if we need them, but I just wanted to come and say thank you.
Cool.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for bringing it up and pushing it ahead a little bit. And you know, to me, the cool thing was that unbeknownst to any of us at the time, your timing was perfect because we were going to resurface those courts, which I don't know if we even knew about it when Gretchen first came.
So whose idea was it to put the lines on? Was that well, Lawrence?
It was actually
Scott's.
Was it Scott's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It ended up being, I hate to tell you this, but it ended up costing what, $635 for the lines? It cost $53,000.
Lauren does good work.
Yeah, Lauren's a nice guy. We've had long. Yeah.
It cost $53,000 to resurface. So $600 and some
it's
bucks
beautiful.
Sounded pretty good.
It looks beautiful. Yeah. So, very exciting. So,
cool.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You bet.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you.
One item that I have under comments not on the agenda, you may recall in the past I talked to you about these series of workshops that are going on called Recharge Our Community's Economy. We've had two of the workshops already or already passed. They run. They're six-hour workshops. They run from one in the afternoon till seven in the evening. The next workshop is on Wednesday, day after tomorrow. That'll be the third one. And the reason I bring it up, of course, you're all welcome to come for the whole 6 hours, which gets really long. But if you're interested in being part of the infrastructure conversation, you're sure welcome to stop by the Civic Center. And you don't want to come for the full 6 hours, I guarantee you. You're welcome to, but you don't want to come. The infrastructure session is supposed to start at around 4:00. That's kind of iffy because the thing flows along. But if you wanted to listen to the infrastructure session, I happen to be a part of that group. I don't know exactly what you'll hear, but you know, we're going to be working on capital improvement issues, a new capital improvement plan as we end up this year and move into next year. So just for your information. Questions?
I forgot to mention when you were up there, the youth center just put in a pickleball in their gym.
Where?
The youth center on the east end of Columbus.
I don't know where that is.
Oh. Yeah, we have a youth center here in town.
A youth center?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They, yep, they painted lines and bought with or bought pickleball nets and everything down there. It's indoors.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
In their gym.
It's in an,
so.
What was it? That was a handball court or a
racquetball.
Yeah, it used to be a racquetball back in the day.
Start with, yeah.
So.
You should play racquetball in there, yeah.
Any other comments not on the agenda? Entertain a
I move.
Motion to adjourn. That'd be by Rick. Second by Dennis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned.
I know, I thought people asked me.
Is the voting place still in there?
Yeah, I had to find out today too because people were asking me today.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I was wondering if it was out there, but it's
is it at the new
it's,
one?
No, it's
no.
At the, it's still the one. Yeah.
It was so nice. Once my absentee ballot got put in the system, I haven't got any phone calls.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.